Well, you're raising the issue, I think, of the band in Southern Illinois at the DuQuoin Fair. Let me just say that...
Representative Bryan says if you're going to ban them, then you need to ban Snoop Dogg.
Well, remember, there is... We're talking about a band that has as its emblem the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag is a symbol of not just slavery, but of treason against the United States. It's also a symbol of murder, of kidnapping, of rape. That's what happened under the banner of the Confederate flag many years ago in this country. It is today a symbol of racists, of white nationalists, of the alt-right. And so I do not think that the state of Illinois should be sponsoring something that is amplifying that symbol. So that is why we took the action that we did.
But why not Snoop Dogg?
Well, remember, there's a big difference between what I just described, where hundreds of thousands of people died, millions, in fact, tens of millions of people were enslaved. We're talking about a history, a terrible history in the United States, death and destruction that took place under that flag. And on the other side, political satire.
But Snoop has a history of misogyny. He once put out a video that was essentially a porn called Snoop Doggy Style. So you're comfortable with someone who endorsed a porno?
Again, there is an enormous difference, Taman, between, you know, the political satire, the discussion by a single artist, his, you know, political views, and the representation of truly millions of people being enslaved, hundreds of thousands of people being killed under the banner of treason, essentially. And remember, it was under the banner of the Confederate flag that the assassin of Abraham Lincoln, our favorite son, the son of Illinois, was murdered.